A complex winter storm delivered snow, ice, and rain to the region yesterday, last night, into this morning. Now that storm system is moving away from our area as low pressure is lifting into the Canadian Maritimes. It's still snowing heavily across easternmost portions of New England. For us now, the heavy snow and precipitation is gone, though we have had a few lingering flurries and snow showers across our area through the day. The big story, though, really is the cold. It's a day that feels like it's the middle of winter instead of the end of winter. Highs today are only in the teens across most of our area. We have had some single-digit high temperatures across the mountains in Vermont and the Adirondacks. The wind continues to be an issue as well. A very gusty wind out of the northwest reaching over 30 miles per hour, and that is creating a wind chill that is making it feel several degrees cooler than those thermometer temperatures. Now, with the wind blowing, we do have some blowing and drifting of snow. In fact, a winter weather advisory remains in effect for blowing snow for the capital region through early this evening. Coming up tonight, that storm will continue to lift up into Canada, and we'll see a little bubble of high pressure build in from the west. That means the wind will begin to diminish this evening, and it is going to be a very cold night, with temperatures falling back into the single digits above and below zero across our area. During the day tomorrow, we'll see a warm front approach our northwestern areas, so clouds will increase through the day, and there could be a rain or snow shower primarily north of the capital region, with temperatures tomorrow that will be in the 30s, so it'll be quite a bit milder tomorrow than it has been today. On Saturday, a cold front will come across with a few rain or snow showers, and that will be followed by some cooler weather for the second half of the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, very cold, low in the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy, chance of snow or rain showers, high in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Partly cloudy to mostly clear tonight, very cold, low in the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow becoming mostly cloudy, chance of snow or rain showers, high in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, low in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow partly sunny and not as cold, high around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, very cold, low in the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow becoming mostly cloudy, chance of a rain or snow shower, high in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain or snow showers, high in the 30s and 40s. And on Sunday, partly sunny and cooler, with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.